Welcome in to Car Talk, one-on-one with a professional, AM 1400, FM 93.3, also now on 95.1 FM K1. Glad you're with us, 73 degrees at 9:30. I've got Brad Dunches, Maria Gus, and Tim Pittinger in studio with us. And Brad, happy birthday. I've heard
it's your birthday today. Yes, it is.
Is it going well so far?
So far, so good. A few surprises this morning so far, but nothing I couldn't handle.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Glad it's off to a good start. Pretty nice weather, kind of been cooler.
Yeah, so. I loved having a cool day on my birthday. Yeah. That's one of those things. Usually with being born in early August, it's usually fairly warm. I have this dream someday of going off and going skiing on my birthday in Chile or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
My family gets sick of hearing that.
Well, that's cool. Well, happy birthday to Brad on August the 5th, and it's a Car Talk this morning, and you've got a couple of guests with you.
Yeah, that's right. We brought Maria in because there's so much going on in Bartlesville right now, and we've got this last summer sizzling event. Is it the last one? I can't even remember. There might be one more. But
You know what, Brad? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think we didn't get Val couldn't come this morning.
Val couldn't come today.
We do have one tomorrow.
We do have one tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic and lots of things going on.
Yeah, so much going on. Plus, we've got Tim here and talk about car stuff. And there is so much going on in the car business right now. There's a lot of exciting talk. I know, you know, in the news today, there's a commitment by the manufacturers to build more electric vehicles. I think you know, I know this is kind of something that there really isn't in our market a big time right now. Mm-hmm. We haven't had, you know, there's no Teslas in Oklahoma.
Sure.
But we have the Mach-E, and we've sold several of those now. And Mach-E search has really taken off. We're getting a lot of people interested in the vehicle. And I think with the coming F-150 Lightning, when you really mainstream that type of vehicle and something in the best-selling vehicle in North America now for 44 straight years, you know, it's really going to be something to consider. It won't fit everyone's life, but for those that it works for, it's going to be a great alternative. And you know, I did get to drive the Mach-E a little bit, and you know, for driving around Bartlesville, it was awesome. You know, I never needed to fill up or anything. I just plugged in when I got somewhere, and it's pretty much seemed to stay charged the whole time. It was really awesome.
Yeah, it probably just depends on lifestyle, how you drive, right?
How you drive, and we took it to the last sizzling party and sold it the next day. So
right immediately. It didn't last too long after that, and that was one of the events where I was really showing off the frunk. I love all the frunks and all the electric vehicles, and the Lightning's going to have one of the largest ones coming.
That's right. A frunk, if you don't know, is the front end trunk, because they don't have to have the engine compartment there.
Yeah,
most
that's
cool. of the battery's underneath the vehicle, basically, in what they call the skateboard. And so where they have the engine and the combustion engine is now available for storage. So you have this massive storage area in the front of the F-150 Lightning, which will be really cool.
And
you combine that with the things like the generator systems they're putting in the trucks now and all kinds of power. I mean, you can, you know, this is like a radio station. You could take it and have a mobile remote truck that can basically power your whole remote
and
with electricity and everything. Really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's one thing. We have an all-new Tundra coming, too, that was recently announced. And that we're getting a lot of interest in that, and that'll be a lot starting to see more on that in the next few months. We should have that towards the end of the year, early next year. As far as inventory, that's been a big theme those last few months, and we're still basically we're getting in and all the time now pretty consistently, but we can't get our inventory up to where it traditionally is because sales are fairly strong, particularly on really hot lines. But we're starting to get some inventory, Highlanders, Camrys on the ground. We're still pre-selling a lot of stuff before it hits. We've got about 15 different Toyotas that'll be here in the next couple weeks right now. Everything from Prius to RAV4, Sienna, Tacoma, 4Runner, CHR. So lots of great selection there. On the Ford side, we've got Explorers coming, F-150, a great selection of F-150s, Super Duties, Explorer. You know, they're just not on the ground or available right now out there. So you might want to come in and see what's in the pipeline. We're also placing a lot more retail orders. A lot of people are coming in and getting exactly what they want, so you might take advantage of that now.
So are there certain ones you have more of on the lot than others, I would assume?
Yeah, to a certain degree, but really there's not much, you know, it's a pretty slim right now. We have a Bronco we just got in, our very first Bronco. It's a courtesy transportation vehicle, so you can come check that out. We have a Bronco Sport, but these are just ones. Yeah,
right.
No, so particularly, no, not a whole lot right now. So
they if you were interested in one, I get you go on some sort of a wait list. How long does that usually take?
Well, it just depends on what you know. Right now, I can see a few weeks ahead on the pipelines, and so it could be as soon as, next few days. If we place the order for you, it just depends on what you order, but anywhere from 4 weeks to probably 3 months,
gotcha.
Something like that. So it just varies.
Yep.
You know, and with some vehicles, like right now, we're taking orders on the F-150 Lightning, the Maverick, of course, Mach-E, Bronco, stuff like that. That is really on some of that stuff, we're not going to have inventory for a long time because they're being pre-sold before they're even being manufactured.
Yeah. So the ones you first have in the lot are already out the door.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
And you mentioned retail, so like you can do stuff to people's specifications if they
That's what's really cool about it is, you know, like with F-150, I think there's something around the order of 15 million different buildable F-150s. I mean, if you take all the different trim levels and option packages and colors and different things that you can put on the truck, you know, so we may not get ordered exactly like what you have. Even when we have, you know, a perfect inventory situation, we might have 25 F-150s on the ground or something out of 15 million. That's, you know,
right.
We're not going to have every model.
Sure.
We have the best selection of what we sell the most of. This way you can dial it right into what you want and get exactly the option and packages that you like. And,
cool.
You know, a lot of people like to customize their vehicles, too. And so you can come in and pre-plan that also and really build your vehicle from the ground up.
Brad, Dent,
about that is with Ford, you get to keep your manufacturer warranty with any of like the additional add-ons. Like you can put a lift kit on from Ford and you'll still have your manufacturer warranty and everything
intact. That's a great
point,
Tim. Yeah. No, and Toyota offers some of that now, too. We do have a Toyota lift we can put on, the TRD lift on Tacoma, and we'll get one on Tundra when the new Tundra comes out. And, you know, that's a great thing because I know people do love to modify their vehicles, and if you get into when you do some modifications, you can jeopardize your manufacturer warranty if you're going in there and changing the performance of the vehicle, or sometimes those things like lifting the vehicle and stuff. But and especially with stuff like safety equipment, you know, and our cars are getting much more helpful in helping us drive and make sure that we're safe. You don't want to jeopardize that. You want to have all that working for you. And so the engineers can make that work with a lifted vehicle, too, if you do it through the manufacturer.
Brad Dunge is with us, along with Tim Pittinger and Maria Gus. It's Car Talk on a Thursday morning, 73 degrees, 938. And what else do you want to hit on, Brad?
Well, let's bring Maria back in because I want to talk about what's going on this weekend and tomorrow night particularly.
Well, Brad, I'm so excited to be here because, of course, Dunge's is one of our sponsors for the Sizzlin' Summer Concert Series that takes place at Tower Center at Unity Square. And so we so much appreciate Dunge's. I am, Brad and I were both on the Tower Center at Unity Square Design Committee, and now I'm on the Management Committee. And now, of course, Visit Bartlesville's offices are located at the Bartlesville Community Center. So we're so excited to be down there in that hub of activity. And that hub of activity is really popping this weekend. Of course, Friday, tomorrow night, is the, not the last. Double-checked on that. We've got one more in September.
More.
Yeah. But tomorrow is Salsa North of Tulsa. And we are going to have salsa dancing. There's going to be a salsa making contest. For those of you that know, Brad knows, my mom is quite the salsa maker. She's competing, so you want to bring your best because Rosie's going to be there. And then there's also going to be salsa dancing lessons from the American Dance Studio, kids art activities, and this is going to be really fun, a frozen t-shirt competition where they're going to freeze some t-shirts and you have to unroll the shirt, put it on, and whoever wins will get some sort of great prize. I know it's going to be fantastic. And but Zodiac.
Tim, are you doing that?
I might. I'll always be out there for those summer stuff.
I really think you should, Tim. And, you know, if it's hot, What's better than a frozen t-shirt contest?
And I think it is supposed to warm up a little bit again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to have fun with that. And if you haven't seen Zodiac, they're a great band. They're a regional band. They do a lot of cover hits, but they really like to get the crowd moving and dancing. And we're so happy to be able to have this sort of outdoor event where people can get out, they can definitely space, but they can also enjoy each other and enjoy the music.
It's such a great asset for our community too, and that's why, you know, since we were involved in helping design the park there, Unity Square, it's been such a great time this summer getting people out there and getting to take advantage of the space and seeing everybody having fun. And we're really excited to sponsor these events.
It's so great that Dunge's, you know, people in the community know how much Dunge's does for the community, but this was just such a special thing to have. And it really has been, I think I can speak for Brad on this, better than we could have imagined.
Yeah, no, completely.
I mean, it was, you know, of course we thought it was going to be wonderful, but it just has turned out way better than we could have ever hoped. So please come out and see that. And then when you're done with that and you've gone home and you've rested, you've had your salsa, you've won your frozen t-shirt, the next day you can come back to the community center. And speaking of cars, I mean, we're here with the Dunge's folks. There's going to be the 777 car show at the community center from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Saturday. There's a $20 entry fee for the cars, and there's going to be lots of food, music, just another time to get out there and enjoy Tower Center at Unity Square. And then there's also some other events happening. Red Dirt Rubs is having a Red Dirt Festival out there at Angelo's. They're going to have some free food, and you can get a shirt and celebrate with Tyler Glenn and his celebration of his Red Dirt Rub company. And then one I'm really looking forward to, and I've been helping on this for a long time. Many of you know Robert Babcock. He passed away earlier this year, and we are having a celebration of life for Robert Babcock downtown in front of, it's going to be right between Cooper and Mill Brewery and Frank and Lola's. There's going to be a stage outdoors. John Fulbright's performing. I love John Fulbright, just such a wonderful Oklahoma artist. And then also lots of other Oklahoma artists. Wink Burcham, Ramsey Midwood, Paul Benjamin Band. I just found out that Jesse Acock's going to be there. So if you love Oklahoma singer-songwriters, you won't want to miss this. And whether you knew Mr. Babcock or not, you will want to come, because what he loved more than anything was being with his friends.
Yeah, no, that's
and,
what I remember about
listening
him.
To music.
There at Frank and Lola's.
Yes.
Where he was a fixture. And
yes.
So having the concert there, I think that's a great, great way to honor him and
yeah,
to celebrate
and, you know,
his life.
And he loved this community.
And having people together.
Exactly. And, So come out there. You know, you can really have a great weekend this weekend. You can be at Unity Square on Friday and then just sort of mill around downtown on Saturday, and we really want to see people get out and enjoy this music and weather this weekend.
Yeah, sounds like a great event. It's what great bands at that
yeah,
event on Saturday
totally.
Night.
We're excited.
Should be really exciting weekend. And then tomorrow night, when does all that start?
Oh, yeah,
the timing on the event?
Well, we're going to start with, I think around, I'm double checking on the time, 7 o'clock from 7 to 10. So when you get there, we'll have the All-Star Ballroom Salsa Dance Demonstration at 7. And then I think the band, Zodiac, will begin closer to 8 o'clock.
Right.
And then, of course, that all wraps up around 10. But it's a great time to come. And I love going, and I bring the kids. And they love to just play around
spread
that
out.
Area, spread out. I know they're safe. There's, you know, probably 20 other eyes on them making sure they're not doing anything. Tim helps out. You know, this is so great. This is why Bartlesville is such a great community. I'm usually emceeing for this event. And then my kids will go over and help quote unquote help at the Dungeons tent, and Tim puts them to work or gives them little jobs to do, and so it's really a family event. For those of you that don't know, my husband works at Dungeons, so we love this place too, and so it's just a really it's that hometown community feel that people love in a town this size, where you can really get out and see your friends and enjoy.
Yeah, that's right.
and be a part of the community.
And Tim will bring some cars out if you want to look at some new product. Well, I don't know what we'll bring this time. Maybe we could sneak the Bronco over there.
Oh,
that would be great.
I'll volunteer to drive it around the parking lot.
I'm sure.
The nice full-size Bronco around now. Yeah. That would definitely draw some eyes for it.
That's good. And we've got maybe that blue Tacoma. You know, that's a pretty truck. We've got several things we'll consider. But come on out to the lot, folks, today and take a look. We'd be happy to sell it to you, so we can't take it to the party tomorrow night.
That's right.
Can't do that with the Bronco.
No, we are
going to have to keep that one and use it as a loaner for a few months as under our commitment to Ford on that. We should start getting the retail orders we've got for our first customers. We have one first edition that locked down. That was a very limited first run, so you had to be among the first people last summer to actually order the Bronco. We had one in our community, and so that should be the first one built. And it's probably within the next month or so should be on the ground here, so you'll see that out in the community.
Brad, can I jump in on this?
Sure.
I want to tell you, in 2007, Stu, my husband, and I mm-hmm. went to the Detroit Auto Show.
Right.
And they unveiled the Bronco. That is how long it's been. But we have pictures of that first iteration when they were talking about bringing it back. And I know because I have the T-shirt. 2007.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been such a long time coming.
Well, it's an iconic vehicle. You know, that was... Yeah, it was. I think the second car I had was actually a 1976 Bronco, a little small two-door version of it before it went to the larger vehicle. Great, iconic vehicle, really fun to drive. And this is going to go right back to that. The look is all Bronco.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, we have had to wait a long time for this and, you know, been through a lot. But it's going to really deliver, I think, for people. And I expect to have a lot of success with Bronco. And we do have Bronco Sport now on the ground. We have one of those in stock for sale. That's a smaller version of the Bronco. While it's not everything the full Bronco is, it's a really flexible vehicle, still meant for adventure and lifestyle stuff, where you can get out and really use these vehicles. And that's what they're meant to do.
The great thing about the Broncos is they got some of the best in-class ground clearance, and the full Bronco actually has the best in-class ground clearance for
awesome.
Taking it off-road or going out on some of the ranches around here.
Yeah, no, that's how people are going to use it, I know. And, of course, Kaylee's been to the Bronco Off-Rodeo, our Bronco specialist and Lincoln specialist at the dealership, Kaylee Replogle. She's there most of the time. So if you have questions about Bronco, definitely get with us, and she'll help you answer all your questions. We hear from people all the time how knowledgeable she is about it. People come from other areas because their dealers aren't as knowledgeable to talk to her. She has a great reputation.
When did they stop making them the first time?
Oh boy! Well, they did evolve from that smaller Bronco in the 70s that you'll remember, kind of more of a square vehicle, to the O.J. Simpson Bronco of the 80s, and then, or was that early 90s? And perhaps
that was early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
And then, but that it was an 80s era vehicle, and so those probably were stopped being built in that time frame as Explorer came along and Expedition eventually came, and by then Bronco was gone, so probably around 90 or so.
Gotcha.
I think Explorer started in 89, so that's probably about right.
Well, my pictures of the Bronco that they had at the auto show were on my BlackBerry, so that tells you how long ago that was. So we've been excited to see it.
It's my birthday, and I'll admit I still have a BlackBerry. I use it.
I was just gonna say,
I'm an old guy.
It's Car Talk on a Thursday morning. Tim Pittinger, Maria Gus, Brad Dunges in with us. Dunges Family of Autos, a program here from 9:30 to 10 on K1. What else is going on at the dealership, Brad? I know, obviously, we had talked about service or anything.
Yeah, like that was what I was going to bring up next. We have been super busy in service in both the dealerships, Ford and Toyota. Been able to actually add some more staff and add capacity recently, and it's great time right now in service. Very dynamic. Lots of people out moving around this summer, traveling and such. So we're taking care of them, and definitely great deals too right now in service. We've got some specials up on our websites, and send them out to our customer base every month. So look for that email. There's also some great special offers from Ford that just were released in an email to customers. These are special rebates that are individualized to each to a person and not available to the public. So pay attention if you get one of those emails. You may get a special incentive up to, I think they're up to $2,000 right now. So it's a pretty big deal. So look for those deals in your inbox on your email, and or come to our website at dungeonschoice.com, and you can check out, get all the information on all the vehicles, pictures of all the vehicles. You can work your deal in there. You can schedule a service appointment. You can schedule a body shop estimate if something's happened and you need to take a look at it. What else, Tim? You're working on the websites all the time.
Yeah, we got. I think we still have our special going for WeatherTech mats. Something great for traveling this summer. I think we're at 10 or 15% off just anything. So if you want like the full mat set for the car or anything like that, or even the truck, it's just American-made floor liners for
you. Yeah, we do. We sell a lot of those.
Well, they're quite popular.
As a mom with a minivan, I can tell you those are much appreciated. Uh-huh. You need to have that easy pickup mess because those kids are messy.
And if the mess gets beyond the mats, you of course can enroll with Enrique and the detail team down at the Dungeness Truck Ranch. They'll clean your vehicle, get it back to just like new. If you've got stains or odors you need us to work on, we can do just about anything.
It almost even smells like a new car when you guys
clean it. I feel like when I take mine in. It's like you know, there's some things you can do when you're maintaining your vehicle that really make it feel good. And details are one of those.
Yep.
New tires always feel so good on a car, like it's brand new. And, you know, want to take advantage of that. If you've been out traveling and want to get your vehicle cleaned up, or it's back to school time, too. So we need to be thinking about that and getting ready.
I would guess a lot of those college-bound kids probably need to make sure that the car is taken care of before they leave. Sometimes they're not as good about doing that once they're there.
I can attest to that. Yeah. It reminds me to get William in there.
And you should definitely come by the Ford service to try and get in our new Bronco, because it is a service loaner, and we want to get as many miles as we can on it as soon as we can.
Yeah, so if you have a problem, now's the time to take it into Ford. You might want to call and schedule that, because I don't know if it's out. There's only one, so.
it'll be a hot commodity.
I'm sure, yeah, but that'll be the easiest way to get it, for sure.
Yeah.
That's exciting, and lots of other stuff going on this weekend, you mentioned.
Yeah, you know, just one more time, I want to remind everybody, Friday night, 7 to 10, is Salsa North of Tulsa at Tower Center at Unity Square. We'll have a salsa contest, and of course, we'll have Zodiac Band is playing. We'll have, the Frozen T-shirt contest. You really want to do that. This is going to be really funny. And of course, you know, it'll be able to cool you off while you're trying to win a prize. And then,
how do you win that, Maria?
So, the way I understand is that they have taken the shirts, they have gotten them wet, they've rolled them up, and then they freeze them. So the contest is who can...
It's a race?
It's a race.
Okay.
Who can break the shirt apart the quickest and get it on... and whoever has it on, I guess, to the judges.
I wonder if we could recruit Kevin.
I think you should. Yeah.
I don't even know what the strategy would be on doing that. I guess brute strength would probably help, I suppose.
Can you have helpers?
Sure of all the rules, Brad, but I would think you probably have to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it's going to take, because, you know, who wants to stand there for too long to get that shirt off? But it should be fun to see how they manage that, for sure.
If it's a shirt, I'm thinking it is of that Unity Square, that nice blue shirt. That's definitely a shirt worth ripping apart. And
they are great t-shirts.
Yeah, it's a nice soft shirt, and
it's just pretty too.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's got the beautiful native colors on there. So you.
And if you haven't seen native colors,
yes.
Sculpture down at Unity Square that was installed just a a few, couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, and really, again, is finishing out that space. And of course, we're not done with it as a community. I think over time, you know, the sculpture garden part of it can become just so
great.
Absolutely. And with the plaza, Price Tower, next to the stage, and that whole green space, and the great events going on.
Right, and that's another thing I didn't mention too. You know, there will be food trucks out there, and even better, Price Tower Plaza will be open. And if you have not been to eat at Price Tower Plaza, really, you need to go try it. I went for lunch just a couple of weeks ago, and oh man, it's so good. They have just some really great burgers and snack food, and of course you can go get an adult beverage while you're enjoying the music. So it's just a really fun place to get out and have a good time with your friends and with your family. And then of course, you know, like we said on Saturday, there's the car show is happening, 777 car show at the community center. The Red Dirt Rubs event is happening at Angelo's, and then the Robert Babcock Memorial Celebration of Life. You don't want to miss that. And all that wonderful live music, all just sort of this buzz of activity happening
all
in downtown.
In downtown Bartlesville.
Yeah.
So excellent. Great stuff.
And that you were talking about the sculpture, and it's got the splash pad in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my dog down there, and he was very uninterested in the in the water. But I would guess that now, especially when it's going to be warmer tomorrow, that the kids would enjoy that.
It is so nice. It's a really lovely water feature. The water kind of comes up from the bottom, and then you can just walk around and enjoy those beautiful tall Indian blanket flowers. And of course, you know, Amy Jacobson was the artist. She was so thoughtful about the way she created that piece. You know, there's some lovely little bees on on the flowers, so bees for Beeville, and you can really enjoy that beautiful thing. And if you haven't seen, Oklahoma Today just did a feature on Bartlesville in their July-August issue, and they showed that beautiful space and the flowers, and it was just... It was what dreams come true for a tourism professional because it was exactly what I wanted, you know, just to have that beautiful Price Tower in the background with the flowers in the foreground, and really highlighted that space and our community.
Well,
really,
there's so much
really
going
well.
On in Bartlesville.
There's a lot going on. And then, you know, we haven't even talked about it. There's a movie being made around here,
I mean,
too.
All kinds of stuff.
Yes. So I can't talk a lot about that, but they are still filming.
They are. Okay.
And they're filming mostly, of course, in Osage County, and but we're fortunate in Bartlesville that we get to be the location of the production office, mm-hmm. and a lot of the people that are in the production are staying here, and they're getting out and they're enjoying so many of the things that we have to offer.
Well,
and I know
it's been great to have them in our community.
So great. I know, you know, one of the cast has been to Wooler Rock several times, has been seen all over the area, and then some of the lesser known cast, I get to talk to them every once in a while, and they tell me, you know, how much they love this community and going to get a cup of coffee, or you know, getting to enjoy the Price Tower or our outdoor events. One of the actors told me that he didn't know that we were having the symphony concert at Tower Center at Unity Square last month, and just so happened to come up. His family was visiting, and he said this was like incredible to be able to hear a symphony outdoors in Bartlesville. So we just want to be a wonderful host so that we can continue to have that film industry grow in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, that's awesome. We'll all be excited to see the results of that, I'm sure, and lots of other good stuff coming up this fall. Big weekend this weekend.
Yeah,
lots to do, everybody. Getting ready to go back to school. If you are in the market for a vehicle, you can check everything out at dungeschoice.com. Schedule your service appointment. We'll even make you an offer to purchase your vehicle if you're looking to sell one. Always looking for great used vehicle inventory. We have a great selection right now, too, of all makes and models in our used car lot. You know, great deals on new and used vehicles. Don't forget, at Dungeness also, you get at no additional cost to you a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new vehicle you purchase. It's a nationwide warranty, good at any ASE certified or dealership around the country. It really does travel and go with you. It's you know, it doesn't tie you to us or force you to do any jump through hoops to get it. It's a real warranty, and we love providing that to our customers at no cost. We've got our Q-certified vehicles, two-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the vast majority of our used vehicles, plus some manufacturer-certified vehicles. Typically, we'll have Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns all out there. I know we've got some great Ford, late-model Ford F-250s and F-350s at this time when new vehicle inventories are really low. We've been selling these late-model ones, and we've got some great Ford-certified blue trucks that are awesome that you need to come check out.
DengisChoice.com.
That's
Thanks,
right.
Brad.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority.
News Talk K1 at AM 1400 and FM 93.3 and 95.1.